So we're going to try one more Collaboration Chronicles quickies.
All right.
And for this one, we're going to talk about Mitch's passion. He brings it up all the time around authentication and legacy authentication versus current.
Yeah.
So Mitch, why don't you just lay the foundation?
All right. So legacy off, like Nick said, I can't go one or two episodes without talking about it. And today I'll try to explain why. So modern authentication is, you know, what you do with multi-factor, with OIDC, OpenID Connect, with SAML authentication, with FIDO, you know, those are modern authentication methods. And those can be protected by conditional access policies, and they can be very robust. But basic auth, or legacy auth, as it's also referred to, is username, password. Boom, you're done. So why does that matter? I'll give you an example. You have other legacy protocols like POP, like IMAP, like SMTP, right? All three key email protocols of the internet for the last 20 plus years, since 94, some of them older. And they have no idea about modern authentication. They don't know what caps are. They don't know what FIDO is. They don't know what MFA is. They know username, password. And if you don't disable those basic auth protocols, you could have the best conditional access policies. You could have multi-factor enabled for everyone. But this is a backdoor to get into accounts. And bad guys know that. More bad guys know that than good guys. So that's why we want to do a quickie on basic auth. So basic auth, legacy auth, one of the first things you want to do is disable it. Now, starting in 2022, new tenants will not have it disabled or not have it enabled by default. So if you're just starting your M365 journey, you may be in luck. It may be disabled for you. But if not, disable it.
What's going to be their biggest issue, though, in disabling it, or potential issue in disabling it?
Biggest issue in disabling it would be things that are using legacy SMTP.
Like
a copier.
Right.
That you probably shouldn't really connect to M365 anyway. And it's probably not really in use because everyone's at home.
Well, I'll tell you one little side bit of what I've done in the past when I've had some older devices in nonprofits or other organizations. Is there's no reason why you have to relay things. So typically, you're trying to relay email.
Right.
There's no reason why you have to relay it through M365.
Right.
You could simply relay it through a free Google account. Right.
That or MailChimp or any of those services.
If you do have to handle it, it doesn't necessarily have to go through your corporate mail system. There's other systems that you can use to get around it.
Use an account with least privilege.
Right.
Like, so if you're going to have this one account that's insecure to do email relay, come up with other controls.
Right.
Just give it a basic identity. Don't license it for everything else.
Right.
Just give it what it needs and maybe increase monitoring around it.
Or, in my opinion, don't put it in your system at all.
Well,
keep it in some other system in terms of what's there. All right. Well, thank you.